Welcome to the Wealth Building Made Simple podcast with Philip Washington Jr. Today's episode is brought to you by StonehillWealthManagement.com. Today, along with CPA Allison Reif Martin, Philip talks about the risks and rewards of surge pricing. Philip Washington Jr. is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Past performance is not indicative of future performance. And now, here's Philip.
We are back with another episode of Wealth Building Made Simple with Allison Reif Martin, the CPA with the best jokes in the marketplace. Allison, you got to start off with that joke that you told me and Steve before, because that joke was amazing.
I was going to say, and this will be perfect as a lead-in for our talk about the private equity trends for 2024. Did you know that milk is the fastest drink around?
Really? Why is that?
It's past your eyes before you can blink. Yeah, exactly. Don't quit my day job. Is that what you're going to say next?
Look, I actually think we can build a whole stand-up routine of you just telling jokes and then sell it to Netflix, telling the CPA jokes, and I feel like there's a market for it somewhere.
Exactly, right? Because, you know, CPAs don't have anything other than boring tax returns and don't know how to be funny. So so I thought today, especially as businesses are starting to finish up on the first quarter, and they're starting to think ahead to their business, you know, the trajectory and the direction of their business. One thing some businesses are contemplating is, should they take on an investor? How can they help continue to raise cash so that they continue to fulfill the mission of their business? So I thought we'd talk about private equity.
Okay, let's do it. Private equity.
And so, I mean, I know we've all heard the term private equity, but basically, what is private equity? It is a third party investor, be it what they call an angel investor, venture capital, friends and family. Just considered private equity. Someone invests in your business to help you, again, fulfill your mission. As we know, in 23, it was not a great year or less of a positive year for private equity in terms of making investments into businesses because of the prior year market conditions. But according to Ernst & Young and KPMG, this is the year for improved and increased deal flow in private equity. So if that is something that you as a business owner are looking for, I thought we'd talk about, like, what are some of the trends they're looking at? Why are they looking at it? And then more importantly, if you are interested in seeking third-party investment, what can you do to make yourself ready for it?
Let's talk about that, because I think a lot of businesses are going to be looking for that because banks are getting tighter and tighter on what they are willing to fund. They are not looking for any risk.
Exactly. And in fact, what they will say is they want to see at least 6 months of a positive cash flow and a positive net income to really start and to help tell the story and craft a story so that they can feel confident about giving you debt or extending you a loan. So knowing that, like you say, credit is getting harder and harder to obtain or more difficult to obtain, do you want to go after private equity? So with that said, some of the trends of what investors are looking at, tech firms are the firms that are businesses that investors are most likely to look into. In fact, in 23, 31% of all deals were investments in tech firms. So if you are a service like say cybersecurity, or you just provide, you know, some kind of like technical tools, you want to make sure that if you're looking for private equity, this is a great, you know, place to go start and pitch your deals out to venture capital firms. Mm-hmm. Or angel investors or families, our friends and family. Another place, the second highest, most heavily invested was in the consumer products. So like clothing, retail, apparel, that 14%. So again, if you're looking for this, these are these are great opportunities to go out and pitch yourself to venture capital. So anyway, that was just kind of the starting point. Is there anything you wanted to chime in with? Or
yeah, so let's, I want to take it to like a business owner today, right? So let's say I have a business owner, and let's say we're selling your favorite thing to say people sell is widgets. So I'm selling widgets, and but I want some extra money to buy some extra widgets, and my bank normally would re-up for some more money, but they're like, no, we're not going to give you as much. And so that decreases the amount of widgets that I could sell to make profits on, and the cost of my widgets are going up, right? So I'm sort of in a unique position. What are some things that I can do as a business to make myself more attractive? Because I'm not a tech business, right? Maybe you'll put me in the consumer products business, or maybe I'm selling the business. I don't think that part really matters, but I need money to sell something. Like, what are some things that I can do to become more attractive to money, so I can get it to make some stuff or sell some stuff?
Well, first off, you have to have a very strong operational foundation. So you need to make sure that you know what your business, where the business is, like, what is your core product? In this case, you're saying widgets. Do you have a really solid set of financials that you can produce easily? Do you know your numbers well enough to know that if you can't make a profit, you didn't make a profit, or you're less profitable, what are you doing to correct it? So here is why you would need a very strong financial team to work with you to make sure that your financial foundation is in really good shape, so that you can go to the investor and say, look, I just need, if you can please just help me with, you know, making an investment, you obviously agree that my product is, you know, something worthy that the market will buy. You know, the market bears out that I've got this great product. Can you please consider investing XYZ into this? Mm-hmm. I think along those lines, if you're going to go out and look for investments or an investor, obviously friends and family is who you might want to start out with, but you also have to weigh the risk. Do you want to keep them as your friends and family?
Right.
And so what happens? So, because, you know, it's all fun and games until we invest money in something. And then when our money's on the line, are your friends and family going to become active investors?
Yeah, no, that's
as
true.
As in, you know, are they going to bother you every month? When am I going to get my money back? How long is it going to take? You know, how long am I going to see a return on my investment? Are you taking good care of your business when they know nothing about how to produce a widget? So if you're going to do friends and family, remind yourself, do you want them to be your friends and family afterwards?
Yeah, no.
And again, I'm not saying don't say no to it. Just be mindful of that it's all fun and games until money's involved.
So, and let me get your thoughts on this, because, you know, what I call like I think if I call like a perspective shift is very similar to what spiritual teachers call like a spiritual shift, right? Perspective is just like the invisible aspect of ourselves that's watching through this body. But I feel like there's a spiritual shift or a perspective shift in the marketplace that is caused, the previous perspective was, when we had all this cheap money, I can just borrow money and hope, right? And I had enough wiggle room to, you know, for it to work out, because money was cheap, money was plentiful, and so I can hope it out and make some money. Right now, money is trending in the opposite direction, right? Everything ebbs and flows, and so you are not in a position where you can borrow money and hope. And so I feel like you have to now. Being patient maybe is the feeling I'm looking for, but what I mean more is patience allows in creative imagination, which allows in innovative ideas to do things newer. And so I feel like you have to now sort of have a good financial team to help you become aware of your financial balance, your income and expenses, and make sure that they're where they need to be. And if they're not, you need to bring it down and make room, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have to allow your creative imagination to improve your operations, right? And I feel like once you do that, then money is more capable. Because as a money guy, when I look at companies and people, I can pick up on impatience or patience, right? Like, I want to invest into a patient operator that is operating with creative imagination, because I understand creative imagination is where all the profits flow. I mean, what are your thoughts around that?
I completely agree. And it makes me sit there and think of a class I participated in on, it's called How to Launch Like a Mogul. And the basic gist of it was how to, you know, launch your MVP, your product is to become six, you know, launch it out into the marketplace. And one of the greatest classes I took was with Keenan Beasley, who got his start. He went to West Point, and then he went and worked for Procter & Gamble, and then went on to launch a really cool women's skincare line called Sunday to Sunday. And as he was talking to us about looking at private equity investment, he said, you know, the reality is most of us are never going to get private equity. So your job should always be to focus on building the best business you can, so that you really ultimately don't need that need to get the investor. So if you still want the investment, great, but you need to make sure that you understand your product, you need to understand the marketplace, and you need to have a strong financial foundation. So that speaks definitely into if as investor comes in, they want to make sure they've got a product that's going to almost guarantee the return on the investment they're looking for.
No, I love it. I love it. So key is, don't need money and you'll have access to plenty of money.
Yeah. Yeah. If only that were really true, but I'm just, you know, I'm just saying, you know, you really should build your business so that you don't have to rely upon money. You just, if it would help make sense, you know, based on the next trajectory you're taking yourself to, then make sure you've got all your ducks in a row and you're ready to understand why you really want to take on the investor. Because again, it's all fun and games until the third party investor comes on, be it a friend and family, be it a private equity, be it whomever. They have expectation that they're going to get their money back in some shape or form.
Mm-hmm. No, 100%. I always say, people ask me, what's the hardest part about being a wealth manager? I was like, I have to be very good at managing my own emotions, because when I take on somebody else's money, now I got to manage mine and their emotions. And if I'm off and they're not managing theirs, it creates problems.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. No kidding. Right. I completely agree. So anyway, I'm with you 100%, but again, knowing that deal flow is open, I mean, there's lots of opportunity. And I think, you know, any private equity person would tell you, before you go out and pitch to them, go read their website and make sure that they align with your values. So if they only invest in the gadgets and you want to ask them to invest in widgets, well, they're not the right one for you. Mm. And you're not the right one for them. So make sure that you really, again, understand your why before you go out to ask for investment, be it for whatever third party you're looking to go for.
I love it. Let everybody know where they can reach you if they want to get a picture of their financial relative balance.
Oh, I love that. You can reach me at my website, rifemartincpa.com, or you can contact me at my email address, info@rifemartinaccounting.com. And I would love to talk about that. And I'd love to hear any great puns that y'all can come up with.
Thanks, Allison.
Thanks so much.
Philip Washington Jr. is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Past performance is not indicative of future performance.